flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's welcome onto the show our buddy Trey Wingo, presented by the DraftKings Network. Trey, it's Grant and Danny in D.C. What do you think about the matchup Washington-Drew here at Tampa Bay Sunday night?
Well, first of all, great to be back with you guys. And is that Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi as the in-bump music?
That is correct.
Is that what that was? All right, nicely done.
That is correct.
Oh, yes. I love that. It's going to be a fun one. We're looking at two historical seasons from rookie quarterbacks, not only obviously Jaden Daniels, but also Bo Nix. They're the first two quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks ever, to lead their teams to 10 wins and have 4,000 total yards and over 30 total touchdowns each. So this is a really special group that we have playing in the postseason. But they got to win playoff games on the road, and that has been historically difficult for rookie quarterbacks. I think Joe Flacco won a couple his rookie year in 2008, Mark Sanchez, Russell Wilson in 2012, and I think that's about it. So, it's going to be a tough test.
Trey, if you could tell 2021 me, I don't know why I picked that year, but I was thinking like a few years ago. Tell 2021 me, hey man, two unbelievable quarterback seasons by Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield for playoff teams, I would have been like, I'm sure. I got some real estate in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean to sell you to, jackass. Like, there's no way. Yet here we are. Mayfield has been unbelievable, capitalizing or sort of leapfrogging off of last year, which kind of his own renaissance year. He's exceeded that this year. How and what have you seen?
Yeah, well, first of all, if I was talking to 2021 you, I would say buy Bitcoin. And,
yes.
and start dancing on TikTok. And then you might have done very well by now.
That's right.
The Baker thing is fascinating to me. It wasn't that long ago he was so far down the bench. He and Darnold were on the same team in Carolina, and he was taking scout team reps at defensive end. And here we are now, over the last two seasons, no quarterback has thrown more touchdowns than Baker Mayfield. And listen, I love this story, and I love it for Sam, too. We're talking about the first and third overall pick in 2018, both on their fourth teams now and both really thriving. It's just – it's so great. And to see what the Bucs have done, there's only three teams, guys, that have made the playoffs each of the last five seasons. The Chiefs, the Bills, and the frickin' Bucs. And it's a really a testament to what they've been able to do. They were 4-6, and they lost both of their top two wide receivers, Chris Godwin for the season, and Mike Evans missed 3.5 games with that hamstring. Yet here they are. They're the first team in NFL history to start 4-6 and make the playoffs, or win the division, rather, 2 years in a row. So it's a remarkable thing that they've done, and Baker has just – he's found a home, and he's just cutting it loose, man. It's really impressive.
I want to get to a couple of other matchups we haven't paid as much attention to today. Why does it seem like very few people are giving the Packers a chance? Like 3 weeks ago, they were going to Minnesota with a chance to still climb to the top of the North. I know they've lost a couple of games since, but Philly hadn't had much practice time with Hurts. They're 12-1 in their last 13. But it's like the Packers are viewed as this 7 seed that has no chance.
Well, a couple of things. Jordan Love's elbow is a little banged up. They lose Christian Watson. And, if Jalen Hurts is right, and if he's playing, have we gotten official word yet, by the way?
They did say out of the protocol and will play.
Okay, so if he's right, they're going to be very difficult to beat. Okay, I mean, their offensive line is ridiculous. You could make the case that all five of their starters could be Pro Bowl players. You have Saquon Barkley, who's having, again, by the way, Saquon, the third pick in the 2018 draft. So revisited, those top three picks of the 28 draft look really, really good just on different teams. There's a lot of factors going into this that count for me against Green Bay. Jordan Love's elbow, where's he hurt? Christian Watson isn't there. Can they stop the run effectively on a team that wants to bully you? I mean, like, for the majority of this season, as good as Saquon has been, I think the Eagles' passing game was at one point 31st, and I'm not sure it got much better than that towards the end stretch of the season. You know, they want to play bully ball. They want to run it down your throats and then make you play from behind, and they have the capability to do that. So I guess that's why. Nothing surprises me in the playoffs anymore. Like, I never thought that the Giants, either of the years they won the Super Bowl against the Patriots, are the best team going into the postseason. So anything can happen. But as long as Philadelphia doesn't get in their own way, this is going to be a tough one for Green Bay.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's start with the first game of the weekend, chronologically speaking here, Trey.
Yeah.
Relatively disappointing Texans team. I mean, it's hard for a team that just a couple of years ago was a league-wide joke that's now won 10 games to be viewed as a disappointment, but that's how great last year was against this, you know, Harbaugh just Harbaughing up to 11 Chargers team here. I'm fascinated by this matchup. I seem to be the only one, though. It's like ones of us that are invested.
By the way, I appreciate the Spinal Tap reference. These knobs go to 11. Well done on your part.
These go to 11.
With Harbaugh, but... Yeah, look, the Houston Texans, I think this is their eighth straight playoff game where they start at 3:30 in the afternoon. So that's kind of the NFL telling you what they think about the draw of the Houston Texans. The problems for the Texans have been, you know, CJ's obviously regressed, but that really goes back to the offensive line. And unfortunately for them, you know, when you lose Stephon Diggs and you lose Tank Dell in the way they lost him in that December game against the Chiefs, it really limits what CJ can do. And then you need a really strong running game from Joe Mixon to counter that. And as we said, the offensive line has been banged up, so that mitigates that a little bit. Look, I'm not saying the Chargers are a great team, and they for the most part this season have had a really good defense. They haven't been prolific on offense, but they get J.K. Dobbins back, which gives them a little more bump on the ground. I don't think this game's going to be pretty, but I do think the Chargers are the better team going into this. But again, the playoffs are just so strange. Like, at no point last year at 11-6 did the Chiefs look like they were the best team in football going into the postseason until they said, screw it, we're the Chiefs, and they were absolute freaking 22 Mariano Riveras out there every game in the postseason. So anything can happen, but I do not feel like the Texans have a lot of mojo going into this game at all.
Trey Wingo with us, Grant and Danny, DraftKings Network, joining us live on The Fan as we get ready for playoff football, just as we all anticipated
we knew
we'd be doing today in D.C. on the Friday before the wild card round. Hey, the Vikings and the Rams, I always have to say this caveat if someone's just tuning in for a moment, because obviously this is not as important as what's going on in L.A., but yeah. The Rams having to have this thing moved is quite an unfortunate circumstance for a team that got a home playoff game. Meanwhile, the Vikings now get a neutral site game in Phoenix. Does that shift, if at all, how you feel about a matchup that was kind of being viewed by odds makers like a toss-up game anyway?
It doesn't, for a couple of reasons. Number one, there is no home field advantage for the Rams. There's no home field advantage for the Chargers.
Let's just be honest about it.
Yeah.
L.A., there's not really much of an advantage. That's a good
point. Whenever the Rams played the 49ers, they practice on a silent count for their home games, okay? You look at every one of those Rams-Niners games, there's so much gold and red in the stand. So I don't think it changes the outcome because there isn't really a huge home field advantage for the Rams at SoFi. Now, you can talk about the hassle of both teams traveling, and it does take away a little bit of the comforts of home, but there's not really a huge advantage for the Rams at SoFi anyway. You know, they played there earlier in the year, and that was the second of the two straight losses that the Vikings had before they ripped off nine straight wins. And the thing that I'm really curious about for this one is, which Sam Darnold are we going to see? This has been a resurgent year for Sam, and he's been great, but in that game when they had everything on the line, and I don't think it's fair to discount everything he's done by that one game against Detroit, he didn't play well. You know, the Lions were hopped up, man. I mean, this was the home game, first time ever that they could have the number one seed since seedings began in 1975. They got Alec Anzalone back, one of the best defensive players. They've been so ravaged on defense. They played out of their minds. I don't think the Lions are going to play that well every week defensively. But, you know, there were question marks on those two first possessions inside the red zone. There were touchdowns to be had, and Sam just missed them. So I don't think the bad game against the Lions discounts everything that he did this season, but I think people are going to be like, okay, so let's see what you are, Sam, here in the cauldron, because we've never seen this before, and I'm curious to see how it looks.
Trey, quick one here. Prediction for Washington and Tampa, and how does Jaden Daniels fare?
I think Jaden plays pretty well. I think it's, I'll say 27-20 in favor of the Bucs. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. I just, Baker's got a little, he's got a little swag in him right now, and I really like the way he's playing. I really do. And Evans is a tough target to beat, and they can beat you up on the ground, too. So I'm going to go with the Bucs.
Trey, enjoy a great weekend of playoff football. We appreciate the time, as always, buddy.
You got it, man. Anytime, Grant and Danny. Always good to be on with you.